USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
An armed man was arrested Thursday night outside the Pennsylvania Convention Center as voting counts continued. Reports say he was planning to attack the location. Police say they were tipped off about a group of people from Virginia driving to the convention center in a Hummer with a possible plan to strike, WPVI reported. At about 10:50 p.m., a man inside a Vietnamese restaurant across from the center was taken into custody. Police recovered a weapon at the location and a Hummer. It's unclear if the man arrested is connected to the alleged attack plot. NBC News is reporting Defense Secretary Mark Esper has prepared a letter of resignation. The news outlet is crediting the story to three unnamed defense officials. Jonathan Hoffman, Assistant to the Secretary of Defense for Public Affairs, says the NBC story is inaccurate and misleading. As Mr. Esper's tenure may or may not be coming to an end, Esper is helping members of Congress draft legislation that will strip names of Confederate leaders from military bases. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.